sale, the matana for the kayin. That's not part of the sale. Rashi says, but hachi nami matana for kayin, where masnish people don't sell it. Yes, the third verse is pshat. Well, yes, the master of Alma, what do we see from here? That matana for kayin, where masnish people don't sell the matana for kayin. So Rashi says, pirush means like this, where mizavni kumoy lezavni, tichihek, just like over here, when you buy a pound of meat, so Menachelo, you have the right to deduct the price of that kevah, that someone that he gave you. You didn't mean to buy the matonis, because Mustama the Meicher wants to keep the matonis. So Achran Rashi says, Matis and Sharm Etzel Meicher, Hevik Lokech and Menu B'Mishkal, for the Zov and Maton of the Kain. It's like you did not buy the matonis of the Kain. But the matanah for the coin still stays by the maker. That you didn't mean to buy. That's more says, "Okay, now the matanah for the coin le mazvan inshi." Therefore, shayir ha maker, if the maker still left over some wool by himself, some animals by himself, maker chayiv, the maker is chayiv in giving off the rishis agayz. The yomul le lakech, lakech has the right to say, matanah the coin got bochi. The matanah, the matness of rishis agayz is by you. Is by the Meichel Mespandu, you don't sell like since the mitzvah is by you, you want to do the mitzvah. But what's going to be Loishai? Let's say the Meichel sold all his flock, he has no more sheep left over, and then Pshit of Akechayiv, then Avad is the one that bought the flock of sheep, they're going to give the ratio of the gaze. The Yom Alei Meichel, the Meichel says, Matan of the Koyin is Adon Lecho. Matan of the Koyin, didn't I sell it to you? Like Loishai, didn't I sell it to you? Like for sure I sold it to you. Like I don't have it over here. Like a Russian, like a Betamiya. Now, didn't I sell to you? I didn't leave over anything for myself. Everything is by you. When everything is by you, then Shita, he has to give it. Hadin lecha reshit ageis. Now, the Mishnah says, Shiluach hakan, imit the Shiluach hakan, no, you apply his boros to the chutz boros. Now, it's Yisrael and the chutz boros. The fnei yabayis, or the fnei yabayis, where they disband the base of Mishlobis, on base of Migdash. The chulun of Lodim Migdashim, only by a bird of chulun, and not by a korban, not by a Migdashim. Now, choyma b'kis yadam is a chumah, the mitzvah kis yadam yishlor kam from not taking away the mother when it's over its eggs. She kis yadam noyig b'chayiv yoyf. They get to a chayiv and a knife, kis yadam. Not only to a knife, even to a chayiv. The mezumim v'shem mezumim, whether it's tamed in the house, domestic or not, still yichayiv in kis yadam. But b'shloach hakan, no, and a noyig and a bird only applies to birds. If it's not domestic, that's the one that does not live in your house. Then is the mitzvah shluach hakan. But one that's domestic, that's in your house, there's no mitzvah shluach hakan. Now, eizo shein mezumin, what's called one that's not prepared, not domestic? Means if they set up their nest, the pardis outside in their field, that's called not domestic. Then also the mitzvahs of shluach hakan. Rashi says, "B'shem Mizum Nechsid." The pasuk says, "Ki Korif." You meet him in the street, like Shkolim Pardes. Shem means even though these Avosim geese and Tanagolim they start out in the house, we're talking about now that they mordu, they ran away from the house and they went chutz from the house. They don't come back to the house anymore, and therefore they made their nest outside in the fields. So that's called Lav Mizumin, and therefore there's a mitzvah kis shulchan. Avol. In Karnu Babayis, let's say they made their nest inside the house, the Chayin Yoni had Risoyis, taught the Mishluach, Mishluach, then there's a Ptur, Shluach Hakan. Since they're domestic, they're derech to grow up in the house, therefore you're part of Shluach Hakan. Now, Oif Tomei Potim Lishloach, and Oif Tomei also has no mitzvah Shluach Hakan. What's going to be Oif Tomei, a Tomadic bird, Ravitz, a Beitze, Oif Tor, that's a covering over a kosher eggs, or else the opposite way, the Torah, Torah-dika bird, roivitz, arbeitzei, oiftami, it's over a treif of eggs. So, potem lishl mishloach, yepotem shluach hakan. It's only oiftor on top of eggs that are also tor. Now, koira zocher, this type of a bird, that's a zocher, so rebelezer mechayiv in shluach hakan. Even though it's a male, it was a derech for it also to lie on top of the eggs. See, he holds yechayiv in shluach hakan. The Chum says no, since it's not a female, it's only a male, Therefore, there's no mitzvah of shluch hakan. We'll see exactly the Gemara why. Then we like this. Rabbi Azim, Rabbi Meisha, Machlokes. Chadam, one says, Kol Echad Etnan Biyot. Whenever all these last Mishnahs we had, they always said that the mitzvah of shluch hakan, Reisha Sagez, and Kisadam applies both in Eretz and in Chutz Laretz. So he says like this, Kol Echad Etnan Biyot, and Chutz Laretz, Shlom Etzorach, really you don't need it, like treat this Nagegi in Chutz Laretz. Levad is Sulim, Reisha Sagez, that's the only one. Reisha Sagez is a Chiddush that the Mishnah says, Nagegi in Chutz Laretz, La Fukim with Rabbi Loi. You should know, not like Rabbi Loi, the Yom that he said, Reisha Sagez, they don't know Yellow Boretz, because he learned out Reisha Sagez from Shumo. So therefore, the Mishnah before is a Chiddush that Reisha Sagez applies to Chutz Laretz. That's why it says in Al Mishneh Shluch HaKan and Kisadam, even though by Yost there's no Chiddush at all. That's one of the Chiddush. The Chadam one says, the Kolecha Desnan, Befnei Abayz, the Shlom Befnei Abayz, that's what all these Mishnah said also, that these mitzvahs apply, Bizman the Beis HaMikdash and Bizman Churban the Beis HaMikdash, it's also Shlom HaSorach, you don't need it. Pshita. Avad the Shluch HaKan applies when there's no Beis HaMikdash, and Avad the Reish of the Gez and Kisadam. So why does the Mishnah always have to say it, Befnei Abayz and Shlom Befnei Abayz? The Chiddush is Levad Mi Yosef Yespanoi. It's a Chiddush in the Mishnah before about the mitzvah of Yosef Yespanoi. You can't check the mother and the kid the same day. Because over there, Sakotah, the Chimin, I would have thought to say, Hoy Levinyon of the Kodshim Ksiv. Since it says it in the Pasha of Kodshim, the mitzvah of Yosef Yespanoi. So Mele Bizman Dika Kodshim Nindad. Maybe it's only Nagaya Bizman Yad Abbas Amidish. But Bizman Lech Kodshim Lenin wouldn't be Nagaya. Yes, Kamash, that's why it says no, that Yosef Espinoi applies even Shalai B'fnei Abayis. Yeah. So therefore, it said, once it says it by that Mishnah of Yosef Espinoi, it says it in all these Mishnahs also. But the Tavai Yomer, both of them agree and say, that Kol Eicha Ditzinan, B'chum of the Mekdoshim, that our Mishnah says it applies both B'chum and the Mekdoshim, that's the Tzarech. Because you see, and our Mishnah says here, B'chum of the Mekdoshim. So it's a Chiddush to say whether it does or it doesn't by Mekdoshim. So wherever it says the Mekdoshim, that's a Chiddush. Levad Megid Anosha, only excluding the Pasha of Gid Anosha. Because over there, Pshita, that it applies Gid Anosha even to Kodshim. Like what kind of Chiddush is over there? Because otherwise, Mishum Diktish, Pokale, Yisra, Gid Anosha, Minei. Like why, no, it's Pshita. Because why would I think no? Why would I think just because she made it to a Korban, that's why the Yisra, Gid Anosha should go off it? Pshita, no. So the mitzvah of Gid Anosha, that's Pshita, Tichayim, and all those, the Chiddush of Mekdoshim by Gid Anosha's Pshita. So Moshe says, no, for Lav or Kimna, didn't we already put on Pshan, that Mishnah over there was, Bevlodis Kodeshim. They're talking about the Vlodis Kodeshim, and it is the Chiddush to say. Rashi says, Yos Lashminim, the Chayim, Mishon, Gid Anosha, and Chivim, the Yisra Mekdoshim, Kodim, since first it's Chal Hegdish on it, Chosin, Shitzira, Savlat, Kademus, Legidim, is a tremendous Chiddush here to say that even though it's first Chal, Nisa Kodeshim on it, still, Gid Anosha is Chal, because there's an Issa Moisiv, there's a Gate of Bnei Noach also. So that's a Chiddush in Gid Anosha that applies to Mekdoshim. Nemar says, now, on my time, it's much like this, on my time, what's the reason? O Kimno, what was the reason why you said a song about Vlodis Kodeshim? Lav Mishum de Kashalon, that you had a question. You did not have to say Mekdoshim. The Mishnah didn't have to say Mekdoshim Shita. Says, so, Mikoronam Latikshalach. I did the Tanu Litzarach, Tananam Shalitzarach. Since it says what the Sarach, it also says Shalal Litzarach. Rashi says, O Mishani, my time of Duchat Lukma Bahochi, Mishanakashlon, my Hilchas Finin, Vash Dossi Ravavin, Ramesh, Lahanach, Namor, Titcha Lukma Bahochi, the Mikorakimakshis, Pshita La Kushi. The Ikotuvah the Machdisa Shlod Tzorach. Radat Nina Kol Chodah V'Chodah V'Chodah Tzorach Tzoranami Vidach Shlod Tzorach. It's an answer. Even though it's more before it's Kasha's Pshita. So now we're answering, even though it's Pshita in one place, but as long as it's a Chiddush in one place, it's good why it says it. So that's the test for Mekdoshim also. There are places that you need it. I, by the place of Gid Anosha, there is Pshita, says Enechanami. It's like a Pshita that applies the Yisra Gid HaNosha by Mekdoshim. Just the reason why the Mishnah says it is, because since it says it by the other Mishnahs, it says it over there also. Then it says now Mishnah, Bachun of Levi Mekdoshim, that by Mekdoshim, by Noit HaKorbin, it doesn't apply the Mitzvah Shluch HaKan. Question is, am I loy? Why not? So Moritz of the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Shalach to Shalach HaSeim. The Mitzvah is if you have the mother that's hovering over, sitting on top of the eggs, So you have to first send away the mother before you take away the eggs or the kids. So it says shal to shal chesayim. So we dashin the misha to mitzuvah l'shalchoi. Only such a bird that you just send it away. Yotzeh, but if the bird is a korban, let's say korban oil, korban chatis, shiyata mitzuvah l'shalchoi. You can't stop throw away the bird. El lavila de gizbu. You have to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash for korban. So therefore, it's not the pasha of shaleach to shaleach. So you don't have to send it away. You just take the eggs if you want. Amr Ravina Vina says, look at therefore, oif tor, what's going to be if an oif tor, shahorah gets a nefesh, killed somebody. And now there's a lachov, like, just like shahorah is called, you'll have to kill this oif also. So in such a case, now this oif is sitting on top of its eggs, potum l'shlech, if he potum from the mitzvah shluach, you could just take the eggs right away. My time, what's the reason? The Yom HaKor, again, because the Bosnick says, shal to shalach hasein, send away the mother. So dashim b'mishat to mitzvah l'shalach, somebody has to send it away. Yotzeh here, this mother, she yata mitzvah l'shalach, can't just send away this bird. Ela, rather, what you have to do with it is, love you lebezni, you have to bring it to bezni, it's chayiv mislach, you have to give it chilo. So in this type of oif, there should also be a p'tur of shluch hakan. So more says, let's see, hechidah, what are we talking about over here? Eid the gama dina, if you're ready, paskin lois, you're ready that this oif killed somebody. So more says, kasha bakotlu, it's a bakot rachas, l'mehechidah nimrat. How could it run away like? How is it possible Shluch HaKan is supposed to kill it?